You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that's correct. I did not say Christ is risen. The reason for that is the Feast of the Ascension was already this last Thursday. We see that the icon here of the feast is out for us. And we greet each other with Christ is risen and Niki is risen from the time of Pascha until Ascension. Now it's true that St. Seraphim Sarov, the great Russian saint, he greeted people that way all the year through. He had some sort of blessing to do that, but in general we do not do that. We greet each other from the Feast of Pascha until the Ascension. Then 10 days after the Ascension, where our Lord goes to heaven, and it's such a very important feast for us, we have the Feast of Pentecost. So that's coming next Sunday. So here we have this Sunday that seems to be so orphaned. It's all by itself. We neither do we say Christ is risen, nor do we sing the hymn, O Heavenly King. It's just kind of floating out there without any particular reason, it seems to us. And it's, I think the best word, as I said, was orphaned. That is a big mistake if we get that sort of mindset. So let's get that mindset out of the way. It's true that the Lord rose to heaven on the Feast of the Ascension this last Thursday. The Holy Spirit will descend upon the church a week from today at the Feast of Pentecost. And today, the Holy Church, for our edification, gives us the commemoration of the fathers of the First Ecumenical Council. Now, I realize that when the priest says ecumenical council, you think grocery list or some other thing. Your mind goes away, and that's fine, but let's all come back. Because, in fact, it's not so much the fathers, although those fathers who arrived there in Nicaea, many of them without a hand or a leg or an arm or an ear or an eye because they had been tortured for their faith. Some of the great saints of the church, St. Spiridon of Prometheus, St. Nicholas, the wonder worker. Remember, it was at this council where he struck Arius, and the other bishops almost defrocked him before they received a vision showing that the Lord forgave him for this excess because of his zeal for the true faith. St. Athanasius the Great was a deacon at this conference, at this council. Many great, great saints of the church attended this council. Yet, today, even though it says on the calendar that we commemorate the fathers of the 318 fathers of the First Ecumenical Council, the fact of the matter is the reason that this Sunday celebrates them is because of the confession of faith that came from Nicaea. It isn't at every sermon, and in fact it's rather rare that we hand out homework, but today we will. There is a prayer that we read at every single divine liturgy throughout the year. It's called the Symbol of Faith. The first half of that was composed at Nicaea, the second half at the Second Ecumenical Council. We won't just memorize the first half. We will memorize it all. How many times do people come to you and say, you're an Orthodox Christian, what do you believe? Well, I kind of this, that, and the other thing. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Creed. This is, as it was so well put here in a lecture some years ago, this is kind of like the Orthodox fight song. For those of you who are graduates of the University of Michigan, of course, you can sing Hail to the Victors, no problem. Anytime you hear that music start, you know the words. But how about the more important fight song of our faith? I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and so on and so forth. We should know this by heart, inside out, upside down. We should know this completely. So this is homework. On the 31st of December, when we have our New Year's Malevin, there will be a quiz. Everyone will be able to say by that time the creed. That's 6 months. You should already have it memorized, unless you just came through the door for the first time today, in which case we give you 6 months. Everyone else, we should know this, and if we don't, let's work on it. This should be the year when we absolutely, positively memorize the creed and we know it. Why? Because it expresses our faith in the most succinct, in the clearest way. Now, if you're following what I'm saying, you're still thinking, well, you didn't really make any sense. Why these fathers? Why this first ecumenical council? Okay, the creed, but you didn't say why. You're very astute. The reason is this. This particular council made it clear to the believers that the false teaching of Arius, that Jesus Christ is a created thing, that he is some kind of creature, not God, was rejected outright. And this was the first big heresy to attack the church. And again, when I say heresy, you usually think grocery list, but let's come back and understand that this is a very important thing for us. Jesus Christ is completely God and completely man. Every day we express that theological truth on many occasions. How? When we hold our hands to make the sign of the cross, we confess that God is the Holy Trinity and that Jesus Christ is completely God and completely man. That's what the two fingers are, brothers and sisters. It wasn't just that they were in the way and we had to get rid of them. This fingers together. Jesus Christ is completely God and completely man. This is the very important expression of faith that was not created at Nicaea, but was confirmed. This is the faith which the Lord gave to the apostles. You see, the ecumenical councils don't create any faith. They clarify when there is some kind of attack from without, some new teaching that is not orthodox. Now, why does this matter? Ascension. Christ rose to heaven. He is completely God and completely man. Wait, man hasn't been able to get to paradise since Adam and Eve were cast out. Now we start to see. This is a rather significant thing that happened a couple of days ago at the Feast of the Ascension. So significant that the Holy Church doesn't just celebrate on that day, but reminds us again today on Sunday when there's an assumption by the Holy Fathers that everyone will be in church. This teaching that Jesus Christ is completely God and completely man is reconfirmed for us by the celebration of the Fathers of the First Council. Many times, when we hear someone say theology, we are tempted to say Gesundheit. But we should understand that theology, talking about God, understanding about God, is our birthright as Orthodox Christians. Right? The Jehovah's Witnesses come to your door and say, have you heard about the Bible? And our answer has to be, yes, we wrote it. Here, take some of our materials. You see, we as the church have a birthright, not of pride, but isn't it a shame if we don't understand? Why do we hold our fingers like this when we make the sign of the cross? Why do the old believers do it like this, and is it different? No, it's not. Why do they? That's a long story. But it expresses the same exact faith. What is the theology of our church? Who is God? God is the Holy Trinity, and so on and so forth. We need to not just kind of say, wait, there's a book somewhere, and I know I can look that up. You don't have to be a theological scholar, but you need to know the creed. And if you know the creed, you understand that God is the Holy Trinity. You understand that Jesus Christ is completely God and completely man. You understand that Jesus Christ is not a creature, but he is equal to the Father and to the Holy Spirit. You see, brothers and sisters, the Lord has given to us a pearl of great price. The true faith, which is able to guide us to salvation. If we take that pearl and we say, wait a second, there's soccer on TV. Hold on, I'm hungry. Let's not fall to our baser nature. Let's have a look at that pearl. If somebody really gave us a big pearl, of course we would hide it, we would buy a piece of land, we would bury it there. Whatever it is, we would make sure that it was safe. But this incomparably greater gift that God has given us of the true faith, it's so easy for us to sort of say, you know what, I'll get to that later. This other thing is more important. But the Lord said, what is more important than the human soul? What will man pay in return for his soul? What is greater, brothers and sisters, than salvation? Purely rhetorical question. There is nothing greater. And for us, on this day, when we celebrate these fathers who expressed the faith that the Lord gave to the apostles and to us in such a beautiful, succinct way as the Nicene Creed, we should reflect. We should think, that book I was going to read, you know, all the other books in my house are fine, but that one book, that spiritual book, it has like an inch of dust on it. Maybe it's time to dust it off. Maybe it's time to spend a couple of minutes every day memorizing the creed. Maybe it's time for us to try to value our faith just a bit more and to ask the Lord to help us to put our priorities in order. That's really what it's about, brothers and sisters. There are very few people who take the time to come to church on Sunday morning and say, well, I don't really care. Of course you care. That's why you're here. What the church is calling you to is to reorder your priorities so God comes first. And if we do that, brothers and sisters, then today is not for us just that one Sunday that falls between Ascension and Pentecost. Today is the first day of our salvation. Today is the day when we draw near to God. Today is a day for us of beautiful, wonderful, good news when we receive the word of our salvation. May the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.